Information here. What do we have? Contact 413-528-2810 for more details on that Berkshire South Regional Community Center short-term passes. Yay, yay, yay. Isn't that fun? Well, good morning, Berkshires. This is your host, Sarita Starr, and I welcome you to another edition of What's Your Sign? I have your number. If you're looking to promote a book, travel, or are curious about the growing world of talk radio, then stay tuned, listeners, because we're about to tell you about a very special author and marketing guru soul who knows all about communication and movement.
Lost in the beauty of the sky, breathing the moon, the colors of a rainbow, shed too soon, firefly, flick a smile, shine like the sun. If life's about the journey, the miles begun. Rain hangs around for days, the fish have lost their score, bird and ladybugs disappear from birds. Hear the wind's tainted cry, sail soaring seas, watch trees as they die, for you and me. Tell me now, what's happening? Tell me now, what's happening? I tell you, you tell me what's happening. Heard from Dr. King that it's a crime to know in your heart but not speak your mind. Tell me now what's happening. Tell me now what's happening. I tell you, you tell me what's happening. Tell me now what's happening.
Wow, welcome back, Berkshires, and those listening on the World Wide Web to another edition of What's Your Sign? I Have Your Number. And again, I am your host, Sarita Starr, here to tell you all about the planetary goodness in our zodiac skies today, Tuesday, the 20th of July. It's July. I've got a very special treat for you listeners out there today, joining me live over the phone lines from the fantastic New York City. Our honored guest is a dear expert on multiples of things involving organizing the energies that our dear messenger planet Mercury deals with, travel, and all forms of communications, especially those dealing with the spoken or written word. I'm privileged to have the many talents of author, marketing guru, and talk radio host Francine Silverman joining us today on the show. You can find Francine on the web at www.talkradioadvocate.com. But before we join up with Francine and tap into her stellar star stats and find out what her latest master communication energies are up to, let's fill you in on all the latest need-to-know planetary news. So if you have your astrological birth chart, go on and get that out. There's plenty that you can learn today. Pardon me one second. There's plenty that you can learn today listening at home or at the office since our last live show on the 6th of July. We are just about to switch gears into really heating our summer up as if we thought it wasn't hot enough already. Our sun is a mere 3 degrees away from completing its journey through the cardinal leadership and pioneering energy of Cancer. The crab certainly has had her force of water that has brought in those summer temperatures that we've been having lately. Where is Cancer in your birth chart? Undoubtedly, this is where you've been feeling a surge of go out and get 'em right now. Since the 21st of June, the sun's been passing through this piece of your zodiac pie, giving a boost of light and positive flow, precisely in the present planetary skies today as our sun reaches the 27th degree of Cancer. Today's energies of the sun at the 27th degree means this Mars-guided degree, and that's just 2 plus 7 equals 9, all 9 vibrations being ruled by Mars. This tells us on a collective level that today we should adhere to courage, motivation, and drive as we focus upon a needed conclusion and keep any possible anger at bay. Today's energies under the 20th of July are looking to, like our Cancer sun, to seek to nurture and provide sensitivity, as the calendar date also vibrates to a Moon Rule 2 energy. It is especially wise to be aware of how we channel our emotional reactions today. So do you feel the sparks of argument? Take some time to come back to center and seek to understand the other person's perspective, and perhaps return an act of kindness. You'll certainly find that this response will bring a peaceful way to arrive at any resolve. Our current moon has been in the sign of Scorpio since 1:42 p.m. Sunday afternoon upon the 18th. The collective's feelings and emotions are now engaged in the energy of the eagle. And while I know you all know the scorpion symbol for Scorpio, I think it should be known that a true Scorpio in the most positive aspect soars like the eagle, and will prefer not to wait to let out that deadly scorpion sting. I much prefer a Scorpio to realize this is their more appropriate animal to remember their ability to have scope from. But back to that present moon, which has been fueling magnetic, determined, and controlled energies upon the collective while taking in that bird's eye view. Even though regenerative, investigative, and passionate emotions are easily aroused, beware of retaliating, self-tormenting, and hard-bitten feelings. Ideally, under a Scorpio moon, intense and acute energies are meant to flourish, all coming from a place that urges something to transform in your Scorpio piece of the zodiac pie. We are about midway through a current waxing phase of the moon as we are now gathering in the light from the last new moon in Cancer on the 11th of July. As always, this is the time of the month we are best spent in those initiations and new beginnings we wish to see successful outcomes with. So do you have things needing to move forward? Get them out there now before the next waiting period begins, which will be less than a week upon the 25th of July when our moon peaks in its fullest light of the year in Aquarius. And how about that solar eclipse upon the last new moon? Wherever 19 degrees Cancer falls in your natal birth chart, this is where you can expect a triggering energy to unfold that embarks you on plenty of new beginnings and how this area of life specifically works for you. So, let's get on with today's show. I am so thrilled to be profiling the star secrets of our dear and special guest author, marketing guru, and talk radio host, Francine Silverman. Francine is a lifelong New Yorker who honed her writing skills as a newspaper reporter and freelance writer. She authored two travel guide books, Catskills Alive in 2000 and 2003, as well as Long Island Alive in 2003. She is also the editor and publisher of 2005's book promotion newsletter, a biweekly e-zine for authors of all genres, and author of Book Marketing from A to Z, a compilation of the best marketing strategies of 325 authors from all over the English-speaking world. In 2006, Fran started a publicity service and has gotten subscribers placed in the Boston Herald, Oklahoman, and Chicago Tribune, as well as on the internet and on-air radio programs. You can hear Fran on the radio host show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Francine, and then that's a little dash Silverman. Francine's most recent book is Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited. Published by McFarlane & Company last year in 2009. She also offers ebooks of talk radio shows in business, politics, health, entertainment, sports, and the new age. You can find out all about this exciting ebook at www.talkradioadvocate.com. Good morning, Francine.
Good morning, Sherita.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I love that introduction. There's only one thing. After my name, there's a number one.
on the talk radio thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Of course, I had a show before, so I guess they had to put a one after it.
That was at the Fretnazing with Fran show?
Yes.
That's still on, like, the podcasts and stuff, right?
Well, the Fraternizing with Fran actually was on Toganet.
Okay.
And then what happened is when I decided I wanted to change to do Ship to Shore, they said, oh, that's another $500. I said, goodbye.
So, it's so fascinating to learn all these things about you. And can you, you don't need to say the year if you don't want to, but when is your birthday?
My birthday is April 24th.
24th?
Yes, I'm a Taurus.
Ah, yes. So you do the love, money, creativity. You are, you do what you love and the money follows, and you're creative while you do it. That is how it all works.
Well, the money comes in slowly, as my husband would say.
Your husband will tell you that? Well, you know, that's okay. You know, what do they say about the tortoise and the hare? The slow and the steady win the race.
That's true.
That's how I always like to look at those types of things.
That's the tortoise. This is Taurus.
Well, but do you know about Tauruses is that your zodiac sign is the sign that has the most patience in the zodiac. We're actually supposed to learn that from you. You're the only sign that can tell us these things.
What's the Taurus's patience, did you say?
The Taurus, yes, contains a lot of patience because when you look at your sign, you are you're a fixed earth sign. So everything, your element is earth. So everything's very grounded for Taurus people. Or if you're a Virgo or a Capricorn, you're also guided by the earth as well. And you have if you're looking at like a fire sign or an air sign or the water signs, they have a total different channel of energy that comes through them. But the earth signs, and especially Taurus, because when you take an organized sign like Taurus, you you take the earth and you fix it. So it's like everything is just in one place. And Tauruses are not big on change. They like change. If they have change, it's kind of like, I always use the analogy of a tree for a Taurus, is that you're rooted in the ground, and it's not that you don't grow in life, but your growing pace is not quick and speedy. It's very methodical kind
of
thing.
Well, that's very true. That's very true. I am very well grounded, and I don't like change too much. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
It takes you a little while to arrive at that. And you know how like a tree changes seasons? You do gradually change, but it's not like things that you see like the Insta things. Like you're not an Insta change kind of person that, you know, a lot of people, you know, would gravitate to in life. So
true. That's very true about me because I'm very slow and steady.
Slow and like I said, that will win the race.
But I think that's why my clients like me, because they know that I'm working very hard to get them on the radio, and you know they know that they can count on me. They write me. I'm always, you know, there to answer them. And so.
Well, Tauruses are very reliable. They're great with money. And whether it comes slowly or if it comes at some sort of quicker pace, they know what to do with it once they get it, and they know how to keep it stable. A lot of Tauruses, you can find them working in banks because they know how to deal with it. And they also love things that are old, like antiques and anything like really pretty in that kind of form. And your number does that for you, too. Well, we'll get into the numbers in a little bit. So.
Okay.
I know all of these things. So it's interesting that I know when we spoke, you weren't sure what time you were born.
No, I'm not sure.
And what I found, because you know I do these other little things called lexigrams, and I can spell in your name that you, and the lexigrams are basically you take your original name at birth and you anagram words from your name, only using the letters within your name. And then you can spell things about, these lexigrams seem to be quite fascinating because sometimes they spell your sun sign or your number influence or different types of things like that, and also just tell your story in general. And I remember I had asked you, were you an Aries before I knew when your birthday was, and you said, no, I'm a Taurus, but I get out of your name is in an Aries rise, meaning that I do believe you were born when the sun was, when on the horizon the sign was Aries. So that's where I'm going to go with your chart and kind of, we're going to see if this works. If my theory is...
You mean I'm really an Aries?
No, not that you're an Aries, but when you cast your natal birth chart, there's a sign that the time that you're born will determine how the wheel will spin for you individually.
Spin
your wheel. We all have a wheel to spin. It's kind of like the Wheel of Fortune, but, you know.
Right.
Just a slight different.
See if the chips fall where they should.
It's our own it's our own fortune, which is also so exciting. We love our fortune. So let me see here. So you have, would you say, kind of like, I mean, you have a go-getter kind of, even though you are a Taurus, you have this independence behind you that you need to kind of do things for yourself, without really having somebody to answer to, so to speak.
No, that's very true. I really started a bunch of businesses on the internet. And they sort of evolved, you know. They just sort of evolved. Either somebody gave me the idea, or mm-hmm. I suddenly had a spark in my head, and I said, okay, I have a newsletter. Now I'll have a radio show. Now I'll have an online publicity service, and then I'll have I'll do ebooks, and you know, everything sort of just flowed.
Yeah.
One to the other.
Well, it's interesting because casting you to an Aries rising puts your, what we call your natal sun, will put your Taurus sun in the first house. And when we look at when we're saying the first house is naturally governed by Aries. It's the beginning of the wheel. And when you go all the way around your birth chart, each of these 12 sections of the pie denote another area of your life. And they tell you how you're going to execute, you know, your energy in that particular area, and the sign that falls in that house is the energy behind all that and how that goes on. So for you, having an Aries rising as the Taurus and how it mathematically all works out, your sun is, it lands in that first house. So you express yourself on the outside as a Taurus, but everything from the inside comes from that Aries independent, I've got to start things, I would like to get this venture going over here, and it gives you a really, an inner pioneering spirit that you really want to you know, do these things on your own and for yourself, and manifest them into a material reality, which I think we've seen that you've done.
Yes, I have.
And you've done it.
In the last few years, I mean, I've really expanded, you know, in terms of my businesses.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Well, it's interesting. This time in your life is your total recognition and reward. And this, for you, began at 57, I think. That started for you. You're in your third period cycle of your life, which is governed by the very, very blessed 17 energy, denoting the star of the Magi, which is what the Chaldeans, when we get into numbers, all of numbers 10 and above have what they call a Chaldean karmic mystery behind them. And we're meant to adhere to those little pieces of advice as it falls throughout our numerical birth chart. And this period of your life is very rewarding for you. And you work extremely hard, and not that you haven't already worked extremely hard, but you have a total, it's like you're really driven more than you've ever been driven to get these things accomplished and out there and done.
Very true.
And more recognition's just going to keep flowing your way. It's just going to show up.
Well, can you tell me, can you look into my crystal ball and tell me
we'll do the best we can.
When these e-books are going to start to really sell? I mean, they've been selling, but, you know, on a slow trickle.
Well, you're currently right now in a personal, what we call, and what we do, we have our wheel. Because once you're born, you get that natal birth chart, and then where all the planets are placed in whatever sign they were in when you were born, that's like your fixed energy. Not meaning you personally, but that's anyone's fixed. It's like the photograph of the universe when you were born, and that's the constant that we judge what the current transits are doing, because the planets have kept moving since that moment you first drew breath as well. So there's always energy spinning around the natal birth chart to be able to tell you, ooh, I can expect, you know, this to be happening in whatever particular area of life that it's. What I see you definitely have by this summer and into the fall, you've got Mars coming into your relationship house, which is all about driving new relationships your way and partnerships. That doesn't always mean romantic, but new beneficial relationships are coming your way. And you're going to have Venus there too. That's all throughout August. So be on the lookout for a lot of connections that you make with people in August, because that's really, they're going to be very significant to you.
Well, I know of one that's supposed to start a radio network, and we're supposed to work together. I know that.
Oh, fantastic. Another interesting thing is that Saturn is soon to enter your relationship house, too, and that'll all transpire in August. So there's going to be a lot of energy in Libra in August. We've got Saturn, Mars, and Venus is going to be there, and then Mercury is going to be doing a little retrograde thing. And there's something that's going to be changing about the way you're of service to people, so that's going to transpire. We have a Mercury retrograde period coming up in, I think it's a month from today, the 20th of August it begins. And Mercury is going to do a little work in Virgo for a while, taking care of what needs to be readjusted. All of our planets in how we judge the zodiac, they do these things, minus the sun and the moon.
So should I put down August 20th or something?
Well, from August 20th through, and let me get my little book, because I'd rather tell you the dates. And anybody out there who's listening, if you're an avid pay attention to Mercury retrograde fan, you want to know this too. Yeah, from August 20th till the 12th of September, Mercury will be retrograde. Now, that's a time when it's not that you don't want to keep doing things, but you're going to find your energy is more well spent in reassessments rather than going forward with huge projects. It's a time where you're reviewing things, redoing things. So all the things that you really want to kind of get cranking out there, try them on in August, but once the 20th shows up, just kind of take the time to reassess and do.
Well, that's the last 2 weeks of August, the slowest of the year.
Which is when, yeah, it happens to, Mercury is very in alignment with vacationing this year. It's a good thing. We're very happy for that. All the planets do this. Mercury, because it's an inner planet, and Mercury guides our mentality, communications, movement, all these types of things. He's the one who, when he goes retrograde, he's so close to us here on the Earth, because his orbit is one of the closest to the sun. He seems to affect things. Like, people will notice appointments change. The email doesn't seem to work quite right. People mispronounce things. They don't speak well. They speak too fast. They are misunderstood. And all these things go on for that three-week period. Things happening with cars. You'll see a lot of traffic delays over a Mercury retrograde period. It's a minor little interruption and glitches, but if the average person doesn't know it's Mercury retrograde, they react to that instead of responding. And then things just get so chaotic under Mercury retrograde. So everybody gets a little, like, it's not even loony like the moon, but it is a form of lunacy for sure. So you know where else I see that you get this love of travel and your community? You have a moon in Sagittarius, which is, that's the sign of the archer, and they're also a mutable sign. And that really, for you emotionally, if you didn't deal with travel and the spoken written word and all of those things, you would be, so sad.
Well, I have a show called Ship to Shore with Silverman, and I'm hoping to go on a cruise one of these days.
And I love that, because guess what Sagittariuses love to do? They love foreign travel. They love getting out of their space. And that, for you, for being a Taurus, that really branches you and expands you out, because emotionally that's what satisfies you.
Well, my daughter is a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
There you
she
go.
Loves to travel.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Travel all the time if she could.
I
she had the money.
Most Sagittarians, yes, if they didn't have to work, they would be traveling.
Yes.
I don't know many Sagittariuses who haven't traveled extensively, and if they haven't traveled extensively, they're always reading something or, you know, absorbing information about a foreign culture, or, you know, they're always seeking to educate themselves in a very idealistic way. They're always looking for that. And your natal moon falls in the Sagittarian ruled house, but of course, which also means that it's just in total alignment with you. It furthers that expansion that you like. So anytime you're on a trip or you're absorbing new information, it looks like you're just tickled pink. It makes you very, very happy.
Yes. Well, I used to travel because I was a travel writer, and I always said I couldn't travel unless I was writing about the place.
Yes. Yeah, because you have an urge to communicate. It's very strong for you. And I see that, too, in your house of earning power, because you've got your natal Mercury, your Uranus, and your Venus there. The Mercury is in Taurus, so when you write and you express your communications, you're great at, like, kind of, if you had a big, giant funnel, and, like, all the information was filtering into the funnel, and then it goes out that little small space, and that's what you do. You organize it very, very well. You have a really great way of organizing all the things that come to you through the mind and your thinking, and then you plant it into a nice, strong, sturdy form. And but you're meant to earn money doing something unusual.
Well, I am meant to make money, but I'm not making very much, I have to say.
It fluctuates. When you see Uranus in the second house, your money will fluctuate. It's not always a steady flow, but once you find your niche of how you do it in your own original way, it's pretty solid. And your Uranus is in Gemini as well as your Venus, so this gives you another love of the communication realms, because, of course, Gemini is all about being the communicator and the messenger of things. Gemini is the mutable communicator sign, and they love to chat.
Okay.
So you value good conversation.
Yes.
And you come up with your own original ways of how this comes up, you know, and how this should be expressed, kind of thing. You definitely have that way. And your Saturn also falls in Gemini, but that's in your third house. So you are meant to kind of rely on your own mind. That's where your self-reliance is. And certainly working in the realms of the communication world and travel and all of those types of things. Because Gemini, any of the communicator signs are big travelers. Virgos, Pisces, Sagittarians, Geminis, they all love to get out of their own box. They're totally, like, they love a trip. Any trip they can take, they're there.
Yeah,
they
well,
love
that's
it.
Very true of my daughter. She does love to travel.
Yeah.
She is a Sagittarius. And I basically sit at the computer a lot.
Yeah. And write. And you do your writing. And you enjoy that, though.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's
bad for my back, but
I totally hear you. I do the same thing. I have to balance it out with a little outside physical work because I got to move the book.
That's why we keep active, because otherwise it would be terrible.
Yeah, you have to. Well, and also, going back to these current transits, you also have, you've got lots of new cool things coming, because you've got Jupiter coming over your ascendant, which is stellar for new things, new fortunate things to be floating your way. So I see that if you were asking me about the crystal ball, when you've got Jupiter there. But he's going to retrograde over the summer and go backwards a little bit. And then by, like, next spring, things should really start to pick up in a totally different way. You have a little, we're going to get into, after we're going to take a little break here, because it is approaching. Francine, we're going to be right back with you.
Okay.
We are approaching, it is the noontime hour, at WBCR LP 97.7 FM Great Barrington. And we always have some community news for you. What's going on in the community of our lovely, 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 lovely Berkshires? Let's see. What do we have? What do we have? We have the Berkshire Co-op Market announces the impromptu Lilith Fair fundraiser for the Elizabeth Freeman Center. You can enter the co-op's raffle to win two tickets to Lilith Fair, July 30th in Boston. Proceeds to benefit the Elizabeth Freeman Center. Beginning Friday, July 9th, the co-op will be selling chances to win two tickets to see performers such as Lilith Fair founder Sarah McLachlan, Mary J. Blige, Sheryl Crow, Kelly Clarkson, The Bangles, The Go-Go's, Martina McBride, Nora Jones, Cat Power, and more. Raffle tickets are on sale at the co-op through Thursday, the 22nd of July. That's 2 days from now. The drawing will be held on Friday, the 23rd. That's this Friday. And the winner will be notified by telephone. Tickets are available at any register at the front of the store. For more information, visit the co-op's website, www.berkshire.coop, or call 413-528-9697. That's for the Lilith Fair. Now, what else is happening? Let's see. I don't know if that's every, let's see, let's, here we go. Oh, how about the third annual Lotus Arts Festival? This is coming up this Saturday, the 24th of July from 9 a.m. to 3. It's the third annual Otis Arts Festival at the Farmington River Elementary School, North Main Road on Route 8 in Otis. You can contact Arlene Talopko. Hope I said that correctly. Everybody's got such wild names. Love it. But she can be Arlene. You can contact Arlene. Ask for Arlene at 413-269-0220. And again, that's the third annual Otis Arts Festival. And that's this Saturday from 9 to 3 over in the Farmington River Elementary School in Otis. All righty. So, you have been listening to Sharita Starr, and I welcome you back to the second half of What's Your Sign? I have your number. And today we've been learning all about how a soul guided by the likes of Venus, Mercury, and Saturn can lead a very ambitious life, organizing the realms of communications. My very special guest today, author, marketing guru, and talk radio host Francine Silverman, and I have been discussing all about how her star secrets have led her to the career and effects upon the masses that she is innately following. You can find Francine on the web and learn about her latest ebook, Talk Radio Wants You, at www.talkradioadvocate.com. Welcome back to the show, Francine.
Well, thank you, Sharita. So nice to be here to find out all about myself and what stars are following me.
Yeah. So let's tap into a little bit of your numbers. I always float all over the place, so people, they have to keep up with me sometimes. But hopefully if we get the good podcast, it can always be re-listened to. So you're born, now you are, when we say that you're a Taurus sun, we say that you're guided by Venus, because Venus governs the planet of, the planet Venus rules over the properties of Taurus, and she also has ownership over Libra too, but for your sign, that's who your guiding planet is. And you know, Venus is a very benevolent planet. She loves everything pretty. I wouldn't say you're a big arguer in life. You kind of don't need to have the argument if not at all necessary.
Well, I'm a bull. So I, you know.
Well, you sure? Well, of course, a bull is known to be kind of stubborn if they want to be, but determined, I think, is a better word for the bull. I like determination.
No, I'm not stubborn. Nobody ever called me.
Ask your husband.
No. Stubborn, he never called me.
Oh, that's
other
good.
Other names he's called me, but never stubborn.
And what kind of, like, you're like, I like to call you, like, you're like a super Taurus, because when you take that 24th day of the month that you're born on, and that's just taking the 2 and the 4 of the calendar date, this in numerology is what we call your numerical sun sign, so to speak. And it's an energy that also works directly with your Taurus sun. And being that the 6, when you take the 2 and the 4, you reduce it to a 6, the 6 is also guided by Venus. So it's like your super Venus going on.
No, I always thought 6 was my lucky number.
There you go. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, I never realized that.
Yeah, it sure is one of your lucky numbers. We have a few, but that's definitely one of them for you. With being born to the 24th, if you have any belief in the concept of past lives, you've put some harder time in other lives those particular lives were maybe not so positive and not so easeful. That this life under the 24's energy, you've kind of been given a little bit of a karmic blessing, and it really stresses that if you do what you love and you're creative, the money will follow. And that is what it's like all along your life, even if, like I said, if you're not a millionaire yet, but, you know, that's okay. That you kind of always have woven a little bit of a tapestry. It's like somebody you met years ago surfaces along the life somewhere else along the line, and they serve you, or they're a benefit to you. It's like all the relationships that you've formulated all work collectively together somehow, some way.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's...
Some radio host suddenly came out of the blue and wrote me and said, oh, I was on your show years ago, and I'd like you to do a 5-minute show on my show.
Right, yeah. And they always... So it's like, for you, you're a person that, you know, you definitely don't need to burn any bridges either, because that would counteract that benefit that you have of being born to the 24. It's a very blessed karmic path. And, you know, yeah, I'm sure your home is very tastefully decorated and done. That's typically a 6 trait, is that they like everything in a, like a Libra does, they like everything in a very good sense of balance. You're always looking for balance in your life. Like, you're always striving for that feeling of contentment that way.
My home is beautiful, but I am a clutterer. I have to say.
Well, that's the Aries rising, because Aries, I know that about Aries rising. We're correct on that, because what happens is when you start doing a lot of stuff, you don't finish it sometimes, so you get a lot of little things going over here, something gets going over there, and then that's where it all starts.
The
piles start to formulate. And then when you get, like, kind of tired of it, you'll, like, go on a rampage and just get it all. You'll have these organizing sprees you might probably find yourself
that's
in from time to time.
Looking at all the papers that I have.
Yeah, and it all deals with paper, I'm sure of it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. We were supposed to not be in paper when the computers became popular, you know. Paper was going to be a thing of the past.
Sure.
Oh.
No, not for me either. I have a very similar thing with the paper clutter. It's just, you know, because you've always got to print things out, I mean, you know, that you need, and then you can leave a lot of stuff, you know, online or in the computer, but there's so much stuff that just gets like, oh, it's like, what, how did all this stuff show up? But, and now, other things that we do with our numbers is that we follow these, what we call life paths. And let me see here. I just need to do a little calculating. Oh, yeah, that's right. Got that. So, you are this Taurus 24 soul. And when you take the day, the month, and the year of your birth, and you add it all up together, you get another number. And this is what we call your life path. And it's like, as this Taurus 24 soul, you're always walking down a particular energy. So there's like 9 different ones that we can possibly follow, because everything's going to reduce to 9, to a number 1 to 9, no matter what compound number you ever get. So you have a 27 life path, which also is very much like the Aries rising that you have, but it's through the numerical understanding, and it's really that you are, you know, this torch carrier in life. You're the scepter. Where's that static coming from? I never know what I never know how to deal with technical difficulties. Ooh. I wonder if we're going to get a thunderstorm. Can you still hear me? Francine? Oh, maybe we lost her. Interesting.
What's happening here?
I think we lost her. She's not there. Oh, pardon me, listeners. You have to love it when I have problems with the phone.
But you've done this with me before. So,
Francine? Hello? Is she still there? I think we lost her.
Okay. I'm going to call her back.
I'm going to call her back. And we will, let's see, what will we do while we call her back? We're going to play you a little social butterfly.
Family values are going down. Last I heard, God's a clown. Do you know how it feels to overanalyze? Do you love a man? Look in my eyes. Don't forsake true love, is what the Bible said. Well, what's true love? Is it in our head? Why can't you love?
Alrighty. We've got her back. Francine, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, she's back. There she is. There we go. Yeah, I started to hear this like little static, and I'm like, I guess she's not there. We there's always these like little technical things.
There's always glitches. Yeah,
there's always little glitches, and I'm, you know, I understand what I'm doing, but you know, I'm a little it's funny. I just get a little overwhelmed by the technical thing. Yeah. At times.
That's because we're not on the technical end.
Yeah.
We're on the hosting end.
Well, we run our own boards here, so they did train me to do this.
Okay.
So I actually am here running a board at the same time I'm on the phone and talking to you and doing all this. So it's a one host show. So okay, now where was I? Oh, okay. We were talking about your Taurus 24 soul walking down walking down the 27 life path that you follow. And this is basically determined by adding, you just take the day, the month, and the year that you're born, and you add for, and this is for anybody, you add everything up together, and you arrive at a compound number, and then you reduce that to a single digit, and you find out what's the planetary energy behind that going on, and yours all adds up to another beneficial number, which is the 27. Which is the Chaldeans coined that the scepter, and you're like the torch carrier. You're carrying your torch very, very, very high in life. So that is it's guided by Mars, like that Aries rising. So that gives you also that great need to have independence in your life and to do things for yourself. And it's not that you can't take direction, but you're really the person meant to give it.
To give direction?
Yeah, you're meant to be the person to give the direction, not so much take the direction.
Well, that's if we're driving, yes.
Well, in certain cases. But, you know, as far as, like, you know, your abilities and tasks in life, you're better to be in charge of something than be the one that's listening.
Well, that's true. I hate working for bosses.
Yes, yes. Totally. Anybody with a heavy Mars influence doesn't like working for others. Well, it's not that you can't, but it's a very particular kind of person that you need to find to have that kind of harmony with. Because if you sense too much authority over you from somebody,
That is so true.
It's like you just want to run away as fast as you possibly can.
And I have. I have run away.
I have the same. You and I have kind of similar things in our chart, so I can relate very well to you, Francie.
Yeah,
I've got the same issues.
I couldn't stand some of the women I worked for, and I had to get away.
Yeah.
Two of them, I had to get away quick.
Yeah. So now, with numbers, now back to that, like how we spin in time, aside from how all that current energy is coming around our birth charts, and numbers, what's a fun thing. So we come down to that life path understanding, so you came down to the 27. So when you turned 1 year old, you went into what we call a one personal year, and you started a whole new 9 year span of time in your life. And you've been spinning in nine ever since. So this year finds you. So, like, you know, when you're in a 1 year, you're going to start new things. And you're going to filter all the way through. And the two-year nurtures, develops them. The three-year will expand things a little bit. The four-year will plant everything into place so you've got the solid foundation, because the four is like four sides. And then you move forward to the five-year, which blossoms and changes everything that you've been working on in the previous 4 years. The sixth year brings you back into a little sense of harmony and peace, as your karmic path likes to do for you. And then you do some inner work in a 7 year, and then the real kicker of what you've been working on since the 1 year cycle began 7 years previous happens in the 8 year, which is the harvest year, and it's like the worker bee year. It's like everything comes your way, all in alignment with the work that you've put into it and the effort. And like, let's say if you've been lazy, nothing will happen. your garden's not going to be very full of anything. And then you have a 9 year, you wrap it up again, and you'll see conclusions and endings and momentous occasions over that year's period. But all those things that clear out and conclude make room for the next one cycle to start over again. So this year finds you are in a four personal year. So the things that you've been working on since 2007 are formulating their like strongest wall this year, so to speak. You're putting up your fourth wall. You got to look at like what you've been doing since 2007. You put up one part of the wall there. 2008 put up the second. 2009 put up the third, and within 2010 you're creating that solid structure. And next year, and this is all in alignment with what'll happen, with how I see the Jupiter coming over your ascendant and all that stuff. It's like by next spring, everything's going to like explode.
Wow.
That's where I see like the big, like when you ask like the timing on that, that's when I truly will, that's when I see, according to how this works, that you're going to have a like total surge of energy. Because Jupiter will be totally moving forward in Aries by then, and they'll just be cascading through your first house, just, you know, lots of goodness. So hopefully your husband will not be telling you those things anymore.
Well, we can't change him, that's for sure.
Now, when's your husband's birthday?
He's a Leo. He's August 11th.
Oh, a Leo. Oh, a two and a six go very nicely together.
Well, we've been together for 42 years.
Wow. So congratulations. That's an accomplishment in today's world.
It is. And believe me, we're in the minority.
Yes, you are. Oh, you definitely are. Yeah. Well, he is. Let's see where he falls here. Well, he's like kind of in your house of love affairs. Yeah, sure. You enjoy him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You provide structure for each other. Sometimes you come, because he's an organized sign too, but he has his fire way of doing it, and you do it in your earthen way, as far as like what you know, you're good at doing. He's probably more of the the neat, is he neater than you, or not so cluttery?
He likes to think so. I don't know that he actually is, but if you looked at his desk, I wouldn't say he was, but, you know, he's always saying, we got to straighten up the house.
Yeah, well, Leos are super, because they're guided by the sun, so they're kind of that planetary guidance and influence. It puts them all into center. Your husband probably doesn't mind being on the stage sometimes or just being a little entertaining in that way. Leos don't mind that.
No, that's true.
And very protective. And he's very paternal.
Oh, he's a mother hen.
Yeah, well, that's the two. See, he, being born on the 11th, that's...
You're a mother hen. You guided by the sun, Ronnie.
And he's guided by the moon. He's very sensitive.
And by the moon.
He's very sensitive.
He's very what?
He's very sensitive.
Very sensitive. Yes, he is very sensitive.
Yeah. He doesn't ignore his...
He cries a lot.
He doesn't ignore his emotions. That's wonderful.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very
and, you know, not...
Fred called him androgynous.
Now, we don't want his head to totally explode, but please tell him he's a master number, too.
You're a master number, Ronnie.
Anytime you have... two digits that are the same in one compound number, those are master numbers.
Oh,
so
because you have two digits the same, 1, 1, 11, August 11th.
So if anybody born on the 11th or the 22nd of any given calendar month, those are all master number energies. But they show up in multitudes of places. They show up in name expressions. They show up in life path numbers. So it's not like you just, if you don't land on the 11th or the 22nd, there's a medium to have masterful talents by any means. But yes, and all of that too happening, and you have that Jupiter coming over your ascendant, and then you're going to have the Saturn, the relationships that will formulate in the next 2 years will be ones that will bring you ultimate responsibility, and they'll serve you, and a lot of them too will be people that you're really meant to connect with. They'll be very, very significant to you. And you have, like I said, in August you've got a surge of this starting, but it's going to continue and transpire for in the next couple years, because Saturn, our lovely planet of reliance, is going to be...
Oh, I'm looking forward to August. I mean,
yeah,
nice things are going to happen.
Yeah, and you have by the end of September, you'll feel like you've really got something more solidly in place than you've had up till then. And then something really, you're going to get a little preview of what this blossoming is about in October, and then again next January before your birthday will officially kick into it in 2011 with that 5 Mercury energy. But I certainly see what you're doing and what you've been working towards totally takes off. So tell us a little bit about your ebook and things like that.
I have about more than a dozen ebooks now. And if you would like to guess how many shows I have in the New Age ebook, you'll never guess, because I have so many. I mean, there are so many New Age shows.
Yes, there are.
104.
Wow.
I have in the imagine. Even more than the business ebook, which has about 103.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's people are gravitating to wanting to get away from, not that people want to get away from business, but there's a shift going on. I've had other shows we've talked about this. There's a big shift in the consciousness going on.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's a good trend. I mean, and I don't think it's a trend. I think it's something that people are going to start to they want it. They want to know about it, and they're curious, and they're not afraid of it anymore, because they're afraid of what's happening in the big bad world out there on other levels.
But you know, most I have to say, most of the New Age shows, most of them, not all, are on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which has been a big... You know, we are heard on the radio waves, but I mean, I think a lot of our listeners listen to us on the web. I think a lot of people just listen to radio on the internet now. It's not like you need to be local anywhere anymore.
Exactly. That's the beauty of the internet. People can hear you in across the world.
Yeah, I love that. I find that to be just totally fascinating. I still don't understand how the internet actually works, but
Well,
it's like my car.
Who does?
But it's a marvelous tool. I will say that. So that book came out in your three personal year last year. What month was that released?
April.
In April. So that was just before your birthday. Oh, so you kind of birthed that in your I was closing up on your 2 year. So it was okay. Because you just were catching like a five energy there for that to be popped out into. Not only do we do this, I'm sorry, that made no sense to anybody. Not only do we spin in time in the 9 year cycles, but we spin in time every 9 months, every 9 days. The numbers tell us how we can plan some things. And, you know, if there's a day we need to sign a legal document, that's a good thing. And that's a good thing to do, like, on a sixth day, because six is all about legalities and fun stuff like that. And so it's interesting when you get into the numbers how much they pinpoint timing in life, like, very, very accurately. And it's a lot simpler to understand than trying to explain the astrological standpoint of that. But so, Francine, before we go, I want to tell about your name and the story that I see in your name, because this is really fun.
Oh.
And this is the Lexigrams. And we see, now, your original name was Silver May.
Silver May.
Right? Is that correct?
No.
I have that written down, too.
No.
Was it always Silverman?
Silverman.
Okay.
Well, that's my married name.
That's your married name. So what was your
maiden name?
Yeah.
Sher. S-C-H-E-R-R.
Okay. It's funny. I don't know how we got our lines crossed in
must have been a blooper.
Probably. I'm thinking Mercury had a little problem here. But anyway, it's all good. Well, I'm just going to tell you what Francine Silverman spells. That we get, Fran is in an Aries rise. And I love that we get, because I know you use the word alive in a lot of your things and in your email. And we get, yes, Fran is in an alive line. Meaning that you're alive.
Well, the reason I use alive is because my books were called Catskills Alive and Long Island Alive.
Right.
And that was the...
And that came from...
That came from Hunter Publishing when I did my local travel guide books.
Mm-hmm.
And they named a lot of their books Alive. Alive came after the titles of their books.
Interesting.
So that's how it came.
But that was meant to align with you because that's in your name. But we also get that Francine is real clever. Francine is a real learner. Francine clarifies and refines financials, so you can look forward to that. And Francine's smile enlivens, and Francine is in miracles.
Ooh.
I like that. I always like it when I spell miracles in somebody's name. Can't go wrong with that.
So, do you ever see anything bad when you look into these?
You read about that in my book. Yes, there was a time I had to kind of stop watching the news. It was so scary for me. It was yes, there are times you can, absolutely. But we always, in a living entity or soul, we always bring them to the positive. So it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
That's what we're here to do. So, I wholeheartedly thank you for joining us today,
well,
Francine.
It's been my pleasure.
This was great. And, you know, little technical things, whatever, you know, it happens.
Yes, and I thank you for putting up with me because I'm so grounded that I don't have any of these spiritual
Oh, you're ways. Fine. You were wonderful. I enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you so much, Sharita. It's been really, really fun and different.
Cool. Wonderful. All right.
Take good care.
All right. You too. Have a wonderful Tuesday.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So you've been listening to What's Your Sign? I have your number with me, Sharita Starr, and we will be back on Tuesday, 03rd of August, with a last live show with the master storyteller, Jake Rainey, who will be my special guest before he bids farewell to the Berkshires along his journey to the Southwest. We'll be having another fantastic hour of exploration within our starry and planetary skies. Always have to hang up the phone. And you can check out to see exactly what our topic will be at SharitaStarRadio.blogspot.com. blogspot.com. And remember, if you got a comment or question, email me, SharitaStarRadio@gmail.com, or go right to our website, berkshireradio.org, because we do want to know what you think, so leave a comment. We hope you are better from our hour together. Happy Tuesday afternoon to you, dear listeners. Stay tuned. You're listening to WBCRLP 97.7 FM, Great Barrington.
It's good right now, and it keeps getting better.